بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, ومشايخ and ulama have stated that the greatest obstacle, an impediment in reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the path towards attaining the love of Allah, the closest, the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest obstacle is the khayishat of the nafs, the evil desires of the nafs, of the soul. So the nafs has taqazas, demands. It prompts a person to look towards evil. The nafs entices the person. It prompts the person. It prompts him. It casts a lustful glance at the ghayb mahram. Look towards evil. It prompts the person to listen to evil, to listen to music, to listen to ghibat, listen to gossiping. It prompts the tongue towards making riba, backbiting, towards lying, towards using vulgar and obscene language. It prompts the hands to touch haram, to deal with haram, to engage in haram contracts, to abuse another person by means of the hand. It prompts the legs to move towards haram. And like that, every limb of the body, the nafs has khayishat, evil temptations, desires, taqaza, demands. So it pulls a person towards becoming a sinful person. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us to oppose the evil desires of our nafs. So constantly we have to be opposing the evil dictates and demands of this nafs. The egos, the passions, the whims, the fancies, the haram pleasures, the temptations. Look towards haram. Listen to haram. Move towards haram. So now each time we have to go against this. We have to oppose these demands of the nafs. And opposing the nafs is not just a once-off thing in our life. It is every single day of our life. Every day there is a struggle. If a person is continuously applying pressure on the nafs and not easily following the dictates and the demands of the nafs, the person is strong, he's opposing the nafs in a very brave way, with having firm yaqeen in Allah and turning towards Allah and the mercy of Allah is upon him, then the nafs becomes weaker, the evil temptations become weaker, and they don't prompt him so easily now. But on the contrary, if a person very easily gives into the dictates of his nafs, so he looks at haram, listens to haram, indulges and engages in haram, then the evil temptations, the evil part of the nafs, that becomes stronger. Now, just like a person who planted a seed, and now the seed grew into a tree. It's a very strong and powerful tree, deep roots. Now, it is very difficult to chop off the tree and to uproot the tree when it is firmly embedded into the soil, into the ground. Now, the dictates of the nafs are so heavy, and the person has become so habitual, it was very easily giving into the whims and fancies and dictates and demands of his nafs and evil pleasures, that now it becomes very difficult to oppose and to make and apply this mujahada against the nafs. Therefore, mashayikh continuously encourage us to make this mujahada and to oppose the demands of the nafs. And the reward for this is, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. Whoever fears standing before Allah, وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. And he has stopped his soul from the evil dictates and demands, from the hawa, hawa-i nafsani, khayishat. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. Indeed, Jannat, paradise, will be his abode. So he gains the pleasure of Allah in this world. He gains the pleasure of Allah in the hereafter. And Allah gives him that Jannat that Allah has promised him. Why? Because he exerted and he put pressure on his nafs. He opposed the demands of his nafs. He feared standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person was a true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not give in to the dictates of his nafs, but he'll give preference to the love of Allah, to the command of Allah. My Allah has commanded me to do this, so he brings that into his life. He executes the command of Allah. My Allah has prohibited me from that, so he refrains totally from that. And when a person does that, and he gives preference to the love of Allah over the dictates of his nafs, now he becomes a talib sadiq. Now he becomes a true friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he has given his soul the true stamina and strength. And now his limbs also will perform correctly. Before it was difficult for him to do very strenuous and difficult ibadat and good actions and amal salihah. Now when he has got control over his nafs, after opposing the evil demands of his nafs, now he's given himself physical and his spiritual strength. And now it will be easy for him to lower his gaze. It will be easy for him to turn away when ghibat is taking place. He will control his tongue. He will control his gaze. He will control his hearing. He will control his feeling and moving. He will control his private path, his thoughts. And then now he will be moving very easily towards his ultimate goal. And that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us a tawfiq and hidayat. There is no doubt that we are going through difficult times, especially this part of the year, the silly season, where there are so many temptations every day and night. Youngsters, elderly people, the women folk, the children, the men. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now putting us into this test. And this is the testing ground. And this is the testing time. And now we must remember this verse. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. That person who fears standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he stops his nafs from the evil dictates and demands that it has, the Jannat is his abode. May Allah ta'ala grant all of us Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah make it easy for us to have complete control and make this mujahada of our nafs and not become slaves of our passions and egos and whims and fancies. Recite the Durood Sharif. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha
illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nu. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد بارك وسلم يا الله ما لغناك ما عفرما ما لخطاك ما عفرما يا الله forgive us my Allah يا الله every single sin be committed my Allah يا الله in the darkness of the night in broad daylight in public in privacy my Allah يا الله our hearts have become corroded with sin my Allah they have become black my Allah Ya Allah, they have become heavy, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, brighten our hearts, my Allah. Cleanse and polish our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, barakat of the dhikr be made, my Allah. Only through your tawfiq, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it be saqalat of our qulub, my Allah. Make it be the polish of our hearts, my Allah. Give us your qurb, my Allah. Allah, help us, Ya Allah, to oppose our nafs, my Allah. The dictates and demands of the evil passions, my Allah. Help us to oppose these things, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us Jannatul Ma'wa, my Allah. Grant us Jannatul Ma'wa, my Allah. Give us Jannatul Firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us, Ya Allah, who have raised their hands at this moment, my Allah. Grant us Afiyat, my Allah. Give us Afiyat in dunya, Afiyat in akhirat, my Allah. Salamati, Hifazat, Izzat, Aman, Chain, Sukoon, Rahat, Protection, Your Marifat, Your Qurb, my Allah.
Ya Allah, protect us from all evil, my Allah. Protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the ummah from haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the ummah from haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect the haramain sharifeen, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect Masjid al-Aqsa, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect every masjid in the world, my Allah. Our musallas, my Allah. Our madaris, our makatib, our darul ulum, my Allah. Our different dini organizations, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a strong iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman, make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, do not make us get caught into any fitna, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, my Allah. Protect our ears from haram. Our eyes from haram, our limbs from haram, my Allah. Don't make us become, ya Allah, such that we listen to music, my Allah, and we become dancing, my Allah, and we flout your ahkam, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of haram, my Allah. Make us only consume halal, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people who are sick, my Allah. Young and old, my Allah. Allah grant them kamil shifa. Shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah grant them shifa kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. Ya Allah, so many are in hospital, my Allah. So many have undergone operations, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware, my Allah, of the condition, my Allah. Allah, make it be easy for them, my Allah. And for their parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumeen, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good maut, my Allah. Ya Allah, maut with iman, my Allah. Maut in Medina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the Hawdi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from the azab of Qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna. Especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. And all those fitnas that are going up towards the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, give the entire ummah of Rasulullah some hidayat, my Allah. Arab and Ajam, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever they are, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever we are, my Allah. Give us hidayat, my Allah. Protect us from haram, my Allah. Protect us from haram, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is because of our doings, my Allah. Ya Allah, that you are putting us to threat, to difficult tests, my Allah. Eh, Malik e Kareem, my Allah. Don't become naraz with us, my Allah. Allah, become happy with us, my Allah. Allah, make us do those things that will make you happy, my Allah. Allah, ab tu razi ban ja. Tu hamara ban ja. Hame tera bana le, my Allah. Hum tu bahut kamzor. Hum tu zaeef hai, Allah. Ya Allah, we are useless, my Allah. We are helpless, my Allah. Antal ghani. وَنَحْنُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَيْكَ. Ya Allah, we are beggars, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have sent down rains at this moment, my Allah. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'ah. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'ah. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'ah. Just as you are sending rains, my Allah, make it be beneficial, my Allah. Ya Allah, wherever this, ya Allah, problems and difficulties the ummah is suffering, my Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of each person's need, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got so many needs, my Allah. You are the only one who can listen to us, my Allah. You are the only one who can answer our du'as, my Allah. You have said, Ud'uni astajib lakum. Ya Allah, we have heard that at the time when it's raining, du'as are maqbool, my Allah. We are in your house, my Allah, we have raised our hands. Ya young and elderly people sitting here, my Allah. Mothers and sisters listening at home, my Allah. Ya Qadhi al-Hajat. يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة ما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.